IPPY News, I'm Ben Thomas. The suspect in the killing of UnitedHealthcare CEO arrested and charged in Pennsylvania. New York City Chief of Detectives Joseph Kenney.
He has been identified as Luigi Nicholas Mangione. He's a male, 26 years old. He was born and raised in Maryland. We know he has ties to San Francisco, California, and his last known address was Honolulu, Hawaii. He has no prior arrest history in New York.
A UN official says Syrian government services have come to a complete halt after the rebel takeover. And Norman Hall reports Bashar Assad's fall is prompting more questions about one of President-elect Trump's nominees.
Trump's pick for intelligence chief, Tulsi Gabbard, is facing fresh scrutiny on Capitol Hill about her proximity to Russian ally Syria. Gabbard ignored shouted questions about her 2017 visit as she ducked into one of several private meetings with senators. Nearly 100 former senior U.S. diplomats and intelligence and national security officials have urged Senate leaders to schedule a closed-door hearing to allow for a full review of the government's files on Gabbard. Meanwhile, the Democrat-turned-Republican Army National Reserve Lieutenant Colonel delivered a statement pledging her support for Trump's approach to a more limited U.S. military footprint overseas. Norman Hall, Washington.
And Ed Donahue reports the U.S. is in search of information about a journalist who went missing in Syria.
President Biden believes Austin Tice is alive.
He was taken captive more than 12 years ago. We remain committed to returning him to his family.
Tice has had his work published by The Washington Post, McClatchy Newspapers, and others. He disappeared at a checkpoint in a contested area west of Damascus. Matthew Miller at the State Department says there's no direct evidence of Tice's status.
Our special envoy for hostage affairs, Roger Karstens, is in Beirut, and we are pressing all parties in the region to support this effort.
Syria has publicly denied it was holding Austin Tice. Ed Donahue, Washington.
This is AP News. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says he's open to the deployment of Western troops in Ukraine to guarantee the country's security as part of a broad effort to end the war with Russia. He says it would be a step toward joining NATO. Meantime, Lisa Dwyer has this.
A Ukrainian man who embarked on a perilous journey fleeing his war-torn country into Romania was rescued from a deep mountain ravine in sub-zero temperatures with an unlikely companion, his kitten named Peach. More than a dozen rescuers worked in a harsh blizzard in the darkness of night to save 28-year-old Vladislav Duda, who was found soaked and frozen. When the rescue team unzipped Duda's jacket, they discovered Peach snuggled up inside. They ran out of food 4 days earlier and survived on just melted snow. When asked if he was okay, Duda said he was happy because his cat was alive. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.